Now, let's talk about this Connecticut influencer who turned down a pile of money.
Who does that?
Why would anyone turn down a pile of money?
Real money, not monopoly
what
money,
is
right?
What is going on
real
there?
Money? Oh. Is this news or dumbass news?
This is news. News to me.
News.
Mm-hmm. Pretty big news. Pretty big news.
Deanna Giulietti.
Yes.
Hey, Adam.
In studio, influencer, actress, singer. She's got like 20 zillion followers.
Money turn her down.
She's originally from Cheshire. Do you live in Cheshire now?
I do. Cheshire, right. Connecticut, proud. Hi, yay. Everyone listening. My mom specifically. We love your show.
I'm from Cheshire, too. So
Blackie's Hot Dogs.
Let's go.
There you go.
My God, come on, Cheshire.
I instantly get the vibe that you're an influencer that I'd like.
Really?
I feel like there's like 5% of influencers that are likable, and then the rest are like, you just want to see them fall off a building.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Some do.
You're very likable.
Wow, what an honor. This is an honor.
What
you don't even know, I'm fangirling.
What happened to this pile of money, and why did you let it go?
Yeah, can I find it?
Okay, absolutely. So I am in support of the strike because, first of all, I think that we should be fighting for livable wages. So right off the gate, I told my manager, we're anything that is offered to me from Netflix, from Hulu, we're turning it down before I even see the number.
Wow.
Because I don't even want to be, want to be nervous.
Did you say, don't tell me the number?
I absolutely did.
Don't even want to know.
I said, at the end of the week, you can tell me like what's going on. Obviously, I want to know like what we're turning down, but that's my standard because I want to stand with them. And then
what was your manager's reaction to that?
He choked. She was, you know...
She's like, wait, like, don't you
absolutely.
Want, let's just talk about it.
But I get 10% of that.
Why wouldn't we just have
10%,
a conversation?
She's getting 20%, so you better believe she
is that right?
Yeah,
so she's 20%. Is she worth 20%?
She absolutely is. She negotiates all my contracts.
No, but does she find you work?
She does find me work.
Great.
Yes.
Then she's worth it.
She's absolutely
work, right?
Oh,
not
shout out, Jenna.
Okay.
She's
Jenna. Jenna.
But, like, for sure, I checked in on Friday, and then she told me, she said, okay, this week, we turned down 28,000. And I did run out of breath. I did run out of breath.
What would you have to do for the 28,000?
Oh, what did I have to do?
Yeah.
It was for the premiere of Only Murders in the Building, which is coming out on Netflix.
Right.
So they wanted me to go to the premiere, film my experience, what I thought about the show, because my community follows me because they want to know, like, what do I like? They,
right.
They want to go, what is she seeing? What can I go? So it's all promotion.
Them. Yes.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
So that
so
was what it was.
$28,000 to do something we'd all do for free.
Wow.
We'd you know, all be like, oh my God, guess what I'm doing? I'm going to a premiere.
Right.
And you know what? Usually they are free. Usually it is like, oh, come and have this experience and share with your followers.
Oh.
Now the strike's going on, the checks are getting higher
they
because
need
they know.
Oomph,
yeah, like actors are even walking off of sets. Actors are leaving premieres. Oppenheimer, the whole cast just walked off in support of the strike.
Oh.
So now they're like, we need people there. We need the promotion. It's getting to that point. So, and content creators is such a interesting space because, like, I'm not in SAG. I want to be one day. I want to be in the movies.
Parts
I want
to be SAG.
It's hard to be SAG. Yeah. And
what has to happen for that? You have to be recommended, then you have to pay.
You have to be. See, I'm not really sure. It depends on the contract because some contracts will pay for you to be SAG so that you can be the lead in their movie, right? Like, there's a lot of different avenues of it. And there is a SAG influencer side, which I chose not to join because I was like, no, I want to make it. I want to be a movie star. Like, I want to do it right.
Right.
So then they came out with the release.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Like, do I want to be on the movies?
No, I understand that, but why couldn't you be a SAG influencer and still do that?
So you can, but it's through their influencer branch. They have a lot of rules if I join the SAG influencer specific, where I'm already doing it myself.
Yep.
If I'm going to join SAG, it's going to be the big hits. I'll be back on Chaz and AJ. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to build your own... Your own machine.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. The way you want to do it.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like
and that
song.
Means standing with them now. They made a release that was like, if you go to a premiere, you'll never work with us again. You'll never be in a movie.
Oh well, that's why you turned down $28,000.
That's also why.
Right.
It's that and we're supporting the livable wages. I mean, it's like, you could either just take the check and be like, yeah, screw everybody who's fighting to live a livable life here, or... You could stand
up. You stand with them, or they're always going to remember you as someone who didn't stand with them.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Pretty
smart. I don't care.
Yeah. Deanna Goulet.
Yeah.
Influencer, actress. She's from Cheshire. She's in studio talking about turning down $28,000 to go to a premiere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
How do you... So when there's not a strike going on, they're not offering you money to go to premieres, how do you normally make money?
That's not fair because sometimes they do offer money, but it's not 28,000.
Like they'll fly you in,
They'll fly you in, they'll put you up in a hotel.
Cover your expenses.
Exactly. And it's all like for the content. But other ways getting paid as an influencer is like through the platforms themselves. Like all content that I make, vlogging, coming to the studio today, TikTok, I'll make that video on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and I'll make money through those platforms because I'm putting that content out there every day over 3 videos a day.
Okay, so that's the key, right? There's
that's
a
the
lot
key.
Of people who want to be content creators, mm-hmm. but they don't know how to do it, but it's posting every day, multiple times a day?
Yep, and consistency. So if you're somebody who always posts in the morning, like people are going to check your page every morning. How many videos are you doing? They want to check in on you. They want to know what's happening. So consistency is like huge.
Okay, oh, wow. Then your job is to know all the algorithms of the different Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Yes.
Twitter is not Twitter now. It's
X. The X.
And then TikTok. Are there any others?
There's TikTok. There's Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Chase, my boyfriend Chase is here in the studio today.
Hey, Chase.
He is so good at like understanding the algorithms for all of them. He's like, okay, this video is popping up off on YouTube. Let's throw it on Snapchat Spotlight and Facebook.
That's good.
Chef's kiss.
How did you guys meet?
We met through Comic-Con. He is a professional videographer, photographer.
Oh, cool.
He was hired to film at Comic-Con in New York for my friend. And my friend was like, hey, stop on over. And I was like, who is this tall drink of water? What's going on? And that's how we met.
Oh,
nice.
In the same kind of space, you know, not an influencer, but
it's great. You compliment each other.
Right.
Chase doesn't look like the kind of guy who wants to be in front of the camera. He seems like a behind-the-scenes producer kind of guy. Am I right?
Yeah.
I'm a little of both. I like.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
He's not a post.
Because he can be in front of the camera. Right. He's a good-looking guy.
He may turn around now and then. Model?
Right. Yeah. How tall are you?
6'4".
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a movie
I was
exercise.
I was 6'4", but didn't.
Yeah.
That's what they told me, too. But
so did you guys instantly know it was a thing, or did you have to pursue her, Chase?
You chased her, yes.
Both of those, yes. Like, instantly, I was like, oh, okay, like, something's up here.
But you had to chase her a little bit?
That's why his name is Chase.
I was living in L.A., so I was like,
L.A.
Long distance.
Wow. L.A. And you live in Connecticut?
I do live in Connecticut.
Wow. Good.
Mm-hmm. I know. I brought him over here. I spent a year in L.A., moved there for a boy, and I was like, yeah, he's worth it. Come back to Connecticut. So now he's in Connecticut with me.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome.
Yeah. Did he pay you $28,000?
You know, we're working on it.
You have a concert coming up for your 30th.
I do. I turned 30 this year, August 23rd, in Times Square. Times Square's throwing me a birthday concert.
Get out.
I swear my life, it was the craziest email to ever get. Can you imagine? Hey, Deanna, happy birthday. Can we throw you a concert?
Times Square.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Amazing.
It's legit,
I'm
right?
a little jealous.
Times Square's Arts Alliance.
Because I'm a Nigerian prince with me for like $5 million if I just send him money. So
what's that now?
You know those emails.
I was not expecting this.
You get those emails. Well, this great thing's going to have you give them money. So that was legit.
Yes. Right. But this one's legit. This one.
Okay, cool.
As soon as it gets to a Zoom call, it's legit.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
All right, so it's legit.
Yeah.
Making sure I'm watching out for you.
But stop by. It'll be in Times Square, August 23rd, 5 to 7 p.m., and it's all Broadway. I've always wanted to be on Broadway, so I'm giving my Broadway dream roles with my TikTok star performance best friends, along with Broadway icons and legends. It's really going to be amazing.
So they reach out to you and have this party, and then there's going to be performances, but these aren't SAG actors.
These are not SAG. So Broadway...
It's a whole different deal.
Whole different union.
Okay.
But a lot of people do cross over. There are a lot of Broadway stars who are...
Also in SAG.
...in movies, and then they're in SAG.
Wow.
So.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does it cost anything?
It's free.
Free concert.
And then it's in that part of Times Square where all the bleachers are?
It's right by there.
Nice.
That's it's great. Right by all the big red steps.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Well, they filmed for, what was it, Empire State of Mind with Jay-Z and, what's her name? I can't think of her name.
Alicia.
Thank you.
Alicia Keys. Yeah.
Yep. Those red steps.
I love Times Square.
Are you coming?
It's touristy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll ask Jennifer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's really
I just love Times Square. I know it's touristy.
I'm at Elmo there. Not the real Elmo, but yeah.
This Elmo. Yeah, me too. Yeah. And some Transformers, like the whole bit.
And I heard you're doing a duet.
I am doing a duet. Wait, this is amazing. I love that you know this because I was reached out to through TikTok by the one and only Idina Menzel, who... You know, oh my God,
Frozen.
These faces. Oh yeah,
Let
Frozen. She's Elsa. She was the original Elphaba in Wicked. Are you guys Broadway fans? Please say yes.
My cousin wrote Chorus Line.
Oh, I'm sorry? What? That's iconic.
AJ feels so cool.
He's
right
dead now, but yeah.
Wow. But yeah. Okay. So yeah.
Yeah.
We have it in the blood, you're saying. Like yes. This is yeah, okay, great. But Idina Menzel duetted the video and that was like a huge I fainted. I didn't even know how to act. Chase
That's
was
cool.
like, I don't even know what to do. Do you need water?
Yeah. What do you do?
I started filming it.
Get over to the Pat's mic.
This is content, Chase. Quick.
What'd you say?
Oh, I just started filming it for the reaction because I was like, we have to get this.
Nice.
Watch this video. She's like, no.
I couldn't function correctly. Like, but Broadway, I mean, I can geek out. I'm a Comic-Con girly. I'm a BroadwayCon girly. Like, I'm a Chaz and AJ girly. Like, I'm very excited all the time.
Wow.
So this was a huge deal for me.
It's nuts, isn't it?
It's nuts. Everything like I still can't get over how I felt when I got the email. Like I immediately started sweating. I was like, oh my God, they want me to do a concert in Times Square.
Cool.
I couldn't even think of that in my wildest dreams. My 30th birthday.
Nice. That's a pretty cool way to bring in 30.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I had a crappy cake.
Yeah.
Surprise. Okay.
Hey, yeah. I will have a cake for you. If you show up in Times Square for my birthday, I will have a cake for you and we'll just re-celebrate it.
August 23rd. What day of the week is that?
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
It's right. a Wednesday.
Okay.
Two show Wednesdays on Broadway. So there's like a Broadway show in the afternoon. And then if you're like, oh, what do I do before my late night show?
Right.
You come and see Deanna in Times Square.
Nice.
Kate. It's really cool. We have something so big and cool coming out of Cheshire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's the last time we had a celebrity come out of Cheshire?
Vanderbeek. Who?
And there it is.
Yeah, from Dawson's Creek, Jason Vanderbeek.
Oh. Right.
And
he's
me?
James.
Yeah. Never heard of Cheshire.
That's there right, Cheshire. Wait a minute. We're coming up. We're on the rise.
Nice. Look at that. See, Cheshire.
Have you ever heard of Foxy Shazam?
Foxy Shazam, the drag queen?
No, the band.
Close. Close, the band.
Oh, the band.
It's a band that Ruth loves that nobody else has ever heard of.
That's a red-faced boy, I tell you.
She follows this band around. She went to Pittsburgh like twice on New Year's Eve to see them.
You're not alone. We've asked quite a few people. No one seems
no
to know.
No one's ever heard of them.
Like them. They're very theatrical.
You look so
theatrical.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look into it. Okay, Foxy Shazam with a name like
if
that?
If you add them to your birthday, Ruth will be there. I can tell you that right
you know,
now.
I'll look into it. I'm not even kidding. I'll look into it.
They're probably available. I could probably get off Walmart that day.
Foxy Shazam.
Deanna Giulietti,
yes.
Influencer, actress, singer in studio right now. We're going to link up to everything Deanna on the radio station website.
Nice.
We're very excited for your success.
And, very cool.
You know, what 29-year-old would turn down a giant pile of money just to do the right thing?
Seriously.
That one.
You don't hear about this enough.
Don't.
That one right there. Yeah. Thanks for coming in. Chase, nice to meet you.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations on all your success.
Yes. Thank you
and
so
continue.
Much.
Yeah.
Thank
absolutely.
You so much.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.